Lord, we just now pray for your living and active word. Lord, it's sharp and it's, Lord, it just pierces our hearts, judges our thoughts and intentions. And Lord, make your word, your written word, alive to us, Lord. Because, Lord, all of it points to you. Amen. You know, sometimes you just ask the Lord for a word, and I don't know if you ever felt like this before. You know, you just want them, okay, talk about this. Kind of narrow it down. Sometimes he gives you an encyclopedia, you know. You're just like, oh my gosh, man. I mean, you got ping pong balls going off. You ever been like that, you know? You just can't get your thoughts together. I'm like that most all the time. Well, I was just thinking of something. You know, the Lord, sometimes we get these thoughts, and it's the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit just giving us thoughts. Sound a lot like our voice, our thoughts. But the Holy Spirit's just putting thoughts in you. And one thing I just saw, I've seen in Scripture before, but it's important to understand that, you know, Christianity was birthed in a Jewish culture first. There's a lot of things that the Lord had already laid a foundation for, and they had a real understanding of things that we kind of lose in our Western culture. And one, the importance in the Old Testament, Paul being a Pharisee, you know, knowing the law, making up a lot of things that weren't in the law, which they did. But they understand the importance of the spoken blessing. Like when in the Old Testament, when Jacob and Esau received the word from their father, right? Isaac. Esau wanted to kill Jacob because Jacob received his blessing. Because they believed that set their life, that was a destiny word that set the course of their life. Whatever word that their dad spoke over them, the blessing that was given them, even when Moses had the blessing of the, you know, before he died, he gave all the 12 tribes a blessing. And those are really cool blessings. But they believed, they received that as a word from the Lord. And this particular word was something I received, and it would change my life, my destiny, and everything about me if I received that blessing. Real powerful. So when Paul writes, you know, when he was writing these letters to these churches, He started them all off the same way, and I went through all of them, and every one of them, you know, I just hadn't noticed it really before, but and I won't read every single one of them because they all say about the same thing, but I'll go through them quickly. When he's writing to them, these are to Rome, the Romans, in the book of Romans 1:7, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, to the church in Corinthian, to Corinth, 1:3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When he wrote them again, verse 2 of 2 Corinthians, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When he wrote to the Galatians, grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. Another verse. I'm amazed that you're so quickly deserting him who called you in grace for a different gospel. Book of Ephesians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Philippians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. To Colossians. This is the last one I'll do. If you keep going, it's the same thing to every church. To the saints and brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now that's more than just what we would, when we would write a letter, we hear somebody just say, oh, grace to you, you know. But when they heard that, Paul was releasing something to them to be received. I'm released. When he said that, he was reminding them, releasing grace of God. Receive it. Receive the peace of God, okay? Because everything else that I'm going to write to you is dependent on you doing that. And remember our working definition of grace. If you can, there's no way you can put a title to that. It's like trying to put a title to God, right? It's God's limitless and continual acceptance, ability, or his acceptance, his ability, his activity as a free gift in the person of Christ, flowing from his goodness to you, in you, and through you. God's acceptance of me, we say this all the time, his ability to me, his activity through me, was all in that word grace that he released to them. and that they received. And that word peace, everything that we have peace with God. You have the peace of God within you. And that word peace means that you're complete in Him. That was all in that word peace when He said, grace to you, receive it. God's limitless affection to you. His limitless acceptance of you. His ability released now in you. Right? His power released in you is the grace of God. As a free gift. So we have to receive that, right? So in their minds coming out of this Jewish culture now into this Gentile now, to all nations, they really understood what that meant, especially the Jewish believers that were converted. That there was something that when they first read that, it was like, oh yeah, I'm reminded of that. Lord, I have to, yes, Lord, I now receive your grace. I receive your ability. I receive whichever I need at that moment. If I need to understand that I need your acceptance of me, because I don't feel real accepted right now. You know, I feel alienated and abandoned. Or if I just need to feel your affection for me right now. Have you ever needed just to know the affection of the Lord? We all do. We're created that way. I was listening, and I was thinking about this, that song Majesty was on. We all know the Majesty, here I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand. I really like that because we're alive in Him, but within ourselves we're empty-handed. Well, what has God put in my hands? The grace of God, His ability, and His activity. So if you can think of all those people hearing that, and all of them in different places in their walk with God, they were taught to now receive it. Before I say anything to you, in this letter, receive the grace of God and receive the peace of God. Understand, real important to us to get it in our soul, that you are at peace with God because you're in Christ. That's good to know. Have you ever felt like you weren't at peace with God, that He was mad at you or disappointed in you or angry with you for some reason? We've all felt that, haven't we? Especially in the midst of our failures. So it's important for them, before anything else that God says to us, to get that down in us. Oh man, I'm at peace. God, I'm at peace with you right now. I'm not really alienated from you. We're at peace. We're complete with each other. We're one. And here's what I need also, Lord. I need your peace to be ruling in my heart right now. Because when you're not at peace in your heart, you can't know the activity of God in you. Because He's always at peace. Right? If you've never read Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret, a really great book, because here's a man who just loved Jesus with all his heart, was a missionary in China, which was a really hard thing to do, even now, especially back then, no one was listening to him. He would find himself getting frustrated every day, making commitments to God over and over again, that he was going to do better the next day, and continue to find himself in failure, in frustration, and being ill-tempered and making commitments. And all of a sudden, he had this revelation of what it meant to be in Christ. And he said from that day onward, when God gave him a real revelation of what it meant to be, to rest in Christ and to be in Christ, he said from that day, he never became anxious again. And it was a work that Christ did in him. If you've never read it, it's a book. You can get it. You can download it onto your e-books free. A PDF file. I don't even know what that means, but I was told you can go to PDF and download it, so I did it, and you can get that book for free. But reading his testimony is really cool. And that's what happened. I mean, he was like, ah, grace and peace. That's something I'm to receive from you to make all of this work that I'm trying to obey in Scripture, and I'm missing the instructions. You know what I'm saying? TC, like I put something together at the house, I always go by, I have to have my instruction book, you know, and I go, step one, you got all your stuff, and if you're going to build this little, you know, cabinet or whatever, you got to follow the instructions. If you don't do that, you're not going to be able to put this thing together. Well, TC is not the person who does that. She just likes, if she's got to do something, she'll just try to figure it out and never follow instructions to cooking something. Like, you know, when you cook something, you have your, what do you call it, your ingredients or all that stuff. She never goes by those, you know. And so nothing ever turns out the same. Oh, this is really good this time. Next time it could be really bad because you leave out an ingredient. This is the ingredient that makes everything work in all this scripture that from the beginning he's telling you, all of us, grace, receive it. Peace, receive it. All that you are in Christ, all that you have. Then the rest of it just starts falling into place for you, doesn't it? Amen. I know that's a simple word, but I've read all this 1,000 times, just never noticed that every single book, even if you go to his letters to Timothy and to Titus and to Philemon, and every one of them starts off like that. Before he gives them anything, he's saying, hey, remember, receive this. So God challenges that every day. Think about this when you wake up, and it'll help change your life. I have a picture of my daughter, Grace, 2 pictures in my room of her. One on an ironing board, which I've converted to my nightstand, everything right there. One on my dresser. So the Lord reminds me every day when I look at that, when I wake up, Craig, receive the grace of God. Receive it. This limitless acceptance of you, his affection toward you, his ability to you as a free gift to you, in you, and through you. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.